We're talking with Lisa Perry from the Regional Food Bank of Oklahoma. Great day for celebrating the Hunger Challenge here at the FFA convention. And Lisa, this is I know this has been building over the last couple of years. Biggest numbers yet this year being donated by young people, two kids.
Absolutely. It has been so exciting and really rewarding to work with the FFA students. And they're going to announce the numbers here in a minute, but I can go ahead and tell you that it's a little over 500 animals that have been donated to the Regional Food Bank. And what that means for us is that we can produce a little over 760,000 protein sticks that go to chronically hungry students all over the state. And that is a priceless gift. For sure.
This is primarily what, through the Backpacks for Kids program?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. So between the two food banks in Oklahoma, we serve about 29,000 kids that are chronically hungry through the Backpack program. And so they would get not only the protein sticks, but they would get crackers and peanut butter and other non-perishable items to take home on Friday for the weekend when they're away from the school meals.
So. I know the numbers last year showed, you know, we're basically enough for an entire year and then some.
Absolutely.
This is even more.
Oh, this is absolutely more. And what we're thinking about doing for next year is even adding two sticks to every backpack. So that means even more healthy, lean protein that we can offer to those kids because of the FFA. It's tremendous.
I know that, this is a ongoing problem we've got in the state. We've got a lot of kids that simply need this help.
Oh, that's absolutely for sure. One in four Oklahoma children struggles with hunger on a very regular basis. And this is not just a child that's ready for a snack at 3 o'clock like I might have been. This is a child that's maybe fishing things out of the trash can during the lunch hour that are uneaten because they desperately need those items. And families that are having to make such hard decisions, like when it gets 100 here in Oklahoma, that have to turn off their power because they need that money for food. So these are the kids that we're serving here, and we're a little bit worried about the upcoming school year with all the changes that are going to be made, and so we're already trying to plan ahead for that.
But in the meantime, as we honor these FFA chapters and these young people, really a tremendous, testament of wanting to help their fellow Oklahomans.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, every time we come in contact with FFA students, we are continually in awe of what they can do. And I know the very first year that we had this program, they said, you know, we're going to get 354 animals, at least one from every chapter. And I thought, okay, that sounds ambitious, but they exceeded that and went beyond that. And that's just been the experience with them every single time. So it's been wonderful.